Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. With life the way it is these days, so many people love to play the blame game. Who is to blame that we are in a pandemic? Who is to blame that we are in a shutdown or quarantine? Who is to blame for my lack of health, my lack of skills, me not having any money, no desire, no passion, not being able to take responsibility? I mean, these are all just things that people are blaming others for. So I thought we're going to start playing an onion game and start layering things back. So did the person or the people we blame, or you blame, I blame, do the best they knew how? So let's look back. And what did we learn from this question when we layer it back as an onion? For example, I blamed people for so many things during my years of life. Today, I can honestly say they give or they did and said what they thought or knew was best at that time. I mean, we got to take into consideration when we were born, how we were raised, where we were raised, what the circumstances were. And again, looking back many, many moons, I have to say my parents tried to do the best they knew how. So why do I choose to talk about this subject? Who's to blame? Forgive them and thank them. What makes me qualified to do so? My name is Denise Thompson, and I love guiding people towards their optimal health, helping them transform poor habits into healthy ones. I have been involved in the medical field for the last 57 years and have learned so much about healthy body, healthy mind, and how it affects the finances. I worked in many different fields during these 57 years where I studied the subjects that were taught. I learned what was taught. I started practicing it. And I gained a lot of life experience. And you know the saying, whenever you have 5 years or 10,000 hours of life experience in a subject, you are qualified to talk about it. So that's me. I don't want to list here all the things that I've done, or I can, but stressing these are just things, titles, positions, and it is not who I am. So what have I done with my life? I was a nurse, a fitness trainer, an educator. I am a Blog Talk Radio host, a best-selling author, and a certified transformational health and wellness coach. But again, that does not define who I am. And why do so many of us stress on those titles, on those initials behind our names, like the MAED for Masters in Education, or the CHT, Certified Health Coach, or something like that? You know, there's so much. Why do we do that, CHC, Certified Health Coach? Yeah. It's just because that's the way we were raised. But it does not define us. So let's go into what does define us. That's who we are and what we are doing and what we are becoming. So why does this subject, the blaming game, actually causes to be concerned about our mind, body, and finances? Well, as mentioned many a times, our mind is very, very powerful. And a positive mind or a positive mindset can create health, whereas a negative one can cause illness. And that is part of the blame game. When we're ill, we need to go see a doctor, we get medications, we have to go through testing, turn over and over again for appointments. And most people that I know have to pay a copay. It doesn't matter if it's $5, $10, $20 or more. The fact is they have to pay. And so it goes into the financial expenses that people had not taken into consideration when they started their lives or when they started their journey. And by going downhill, by playing the game, the blame game, and not taking responsibility or being passionate about something we want to do and learn more about it and get out there and do it. I just learned perfectionism creates procrastination. And I go, yeah, right. What's that supposed to mean? And I was told a few things, and I said, well, let me look at this. I was a perfectionist most of my life, till just recently. It took me 2 years to write my stress reduction book, because every time when the editor says, okay, we're ready to publish, I scream, no, I have more to say. I need to rephrase it. I need to do this. I need to do that. And finally, the editor said, tough luck. Now we're going to publish. If and when you want to say more, write another book. A second edition or an add-on to it or something. But this is going to be printed now. And I go, wow. And I didn't think anything would happen with it. And it made it to number one bestseller on Amazon. And I go, holy Maloney. So that's when I learned and when I reflected on that just recently, going through some exercises with my new mentors that I'm working with to, you know, to learn more, to come out of my shell and to do things in a more fun and more productive way than just the way I was taught. Girls are there to be seen, not to be heard, and all that stuff, and boys are always better. Well, that's hogwash. That used to be maybe the case or their perception. And again, as I said, my parents did the best they knew how. But things have changed. Lives have changed. People are no longer the same. And many of us being told what we can do, how we have to do it, when we have to do it, how much we're worth and all that stuff. We'd like to figure that out for ourselves, so we can actually be strong and have fun and enjoy what we're doing and get paid for having fun. Oh my goodness, isn't that the best way to go about? So I remember, oh my goodness, it was just over the last 10, 15 years when I earned my master's in education, and I know my dad said, oh yeah, which university did you buy it from? You're not smart enough to do that on your own. I worked my tail off. I studied hard. I sent my daughter over there so I had the summer to study and double up on my credits so I could graduate sooner and have more time for her while I was then teaching. So I go, this is really bad. And then just about the last few years when I was working on my book and then it got published and it made it to number one bestseller, I shared with my mom and I thought she'd be excited. And she goes, you're not smart enough to do that. Who wrote it for you? And I go, Mom, you know what? I'm in my 60s and I don't have people doing things for me and I take credit for it. When somebody does something for me, I give them credit. And so she now says, she's never said it, but she did, because that's why I remember it. And now I'm to the point where I let everything go. I let go of that frustration. I let go of that anger. And do you know how it makes me feel? Super, super good. Happy, healthy, energized. I have so much more fun in life now, letting go of the negative things, letting go of the stigmas they had put on me, because that was then. This is now. And I am looking into even a much better future, because age is just a number. It's not who you are and what you are being and becoming. Age is just a chronological number. Don't put so much emphasis on it. Even if you're in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, you can still make a difference in life the way you see it best. And leave a legacy behind for your children and their children and their children that they can say, dang, I am so proud of my grandpa, grandma, great-grandma, great-great-grandma, great-great-grandpa, whatever, whoever you are to them, because you stood up, you took charge of your life, and you did what you wanted to do. So, yeah, these stories, you know, boys are better than girls. You can't do this. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. I heard that my entire life. Most of the times from my parents, once from a teacher, and a couple of times from some other people, but not very often. And I took that to heart, and I should not have. And because I learned from this lesson to peel the onion back and figure out why were the things said and done, not actually to me, but for me, I have to say it was so I get to realize where I can grow and work on my strengths. People always say you need to work on what you're weak at. I just learned that's not even good to do so. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on the weaknesses, because you make them even stronger. Focus on the positive. Focus on your strengths and make them stronger, because it makes you an even better person for it. So that is so important. Have you ever in your adult life thought you should be further along? Well, yes, I have. And just last week during the webinar that I took, it's only part of one. You know, the first part that I've taken already, the next part is due next week. It's just amazing on what I realized. I've been playing small because all that old chatter. And now that I know, because I did the exercises earnestly, honestly, and openly, yes, I had the luxury to do it at home at my computer. While we were taught, and then we got 15 minutes to do the exercise, and then we got to share. And it was so much easier to be real, transparent, and honest when people could not talk to you. Everybody was on mute. And I even got off camera so I could focus on my exercise. And I started digging deep, and I go, oh my, what I get to learn is going to help me for the next 30-some years. I'll make it up to be 100, God willing, and I'll still have a sharp mind, and I can still leave an amazing legacy behind, and I can thank Mom for having been the way she was, for everything I blamed her for, that my biological mom would have raised me differently than she did and whatnot. I have no proof of that. Those are just things and stories we make up. How would I know? My biological mom was 21 and I was 10 months old when she passed, so I never knew her. My bonus mom is the only one I never knew, and my dad married her when I was 2. And so she's the only one I ever had. So I've had her for 65 years, almost 66 years. Almost, yeah. And I just go, man, this is so cool. She's done so many good things. Why focus on the negative ones? It's time for me to take action and stop blaming everybody else. By the way, do you know that we make decisions for two reasons only? Either to move away from pain or to move towards pleasure? Which one are you working towards or go away from? Actually, to be honest, I want to get away from the pain, the emotional pain that I've been suffering my entire life. And I want to move towards pleasure, but not any kind of pleasure. My pleasure is the more people I get to help to achieve their goals, be it in healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, healthy anything. That is my passion. That creates pleasure. And if I get paid for it, oh, well, then I have a little bit more money that I can do something good with, such as donate. I just posted on Facebook that I want no kids to go hungry, and I did a post up there to collect monies for the children to get fed. And I go, okay, that's just a small amount. I want to start moving towards higher grounds and do more and do better with all that. So, yes, everything that was said out of love and out of the best know-how, but now it's time to change. So what stopped me actually to be at my best? And why did I listen to my parents? That's actually what stopped me to be at my best, because I listened to my parents. But I listened to them because I was always told that I was the most obedient, easiest child to raise. When they put me on a carpet and gave me a little ball to play with, if it rolled off the carpet, I just waited on the carpet till somebody came in, and then I asked them to give me the ball. And everybody goes, why didn't you just go get it? I was told to sit on the carpet and not get off it. So that's as obedient as I was. And now it's makeup time. So where am I going and where am I now? Right now, I'm on the journey to discover where I want to go. It's still all in the helping people field. That doesn't change, because everything I've ever done throughout my entire life has been to help people, be it through tutoring, teaching, nursing, weight training, translating so they can understand the message they wanted to, whatever. Everything I've done in my entire life has had to do with that. Helping others make the world a better place. And that's what I want, in just a more magnified way. So what changes do you commit to make in 2021? Are you done with the blame game? Are you ready to forgive and thank them for what they've done, because they gave you an opportunity to learn so you get to grow more? Ask yourself that question. If you choose to answer and send me the answer, that's great. If you choose not to, it's entirely up to you. I just want to create awareness within you that we all have three stages in our lives. We were there, we've done that. The now, this is who we are right now, what we are doing right now, and the future, who we are wanting to be and who we want to become or need to become to be that person that we want to be. And so having said that, something that might help you is I'm offering everybody who lets me know a free health goal strategy session where we go through your health goals, be it mental, physical, or financial. And I also offer a free health e-newsletter to anybody who wants it, with healthy recipes for better nutrition, healthy activities, and some other great information. And for those two things, the health goal strategy session and the e-newsletter, please send me a quick email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. It's in the transcript, but I couldn't hyperlink it, so copy and paste it. And make sure that the first three letters in your subject line are BTR for Blog Talk Radio. And then put behind whatever you want so I can fish it out of the spam folder, because all first emails go into spam. So I hope I have been able to give you a little bit of value that, you know, the blame game can be good when we learn to forgive and then to thank them for what they've done to the best of their ability and their knowledge and in our best interest for what they knew. And now it's up to us to move on from there. So having said that, I wish you all a wonderful week, a great, happy, healthy, and blessed weekend. Stay empowered, and we'll talk again next Thursday. Take care.